Okay, fine. Today's shiur, as Hashem Shmuel Eli Nishmas, Reb Moshe ben Reb Menachem Mendel HaKohen, whose yom tov is this evening.
My friend in Blackpool.
Right. So we are holding on Mem Gimel on the base last, Be'ez Hashem last Chazor Hashem, and that is we're going to discuss the mechanics, the mechanisms of Tzvek Sveiko. That's what we're going to discuss today. Okay, a little bit of a lot of numbers today. And that is like this. How do we get into this? The Ramah in Siman Tov Dalet brings the Magid Mishnah. Okay, so it's the Makaris Magid Mishnah. If a person is travelling on a boat and he's not sure if he's gone into shallow waters of less than 10 tefachim, maybe he's gone within 10 tefachim of the ground, Sofek, what do you say? You can go Sofek Lekuna. Now we said this is very interesting because it's not just a Sofek Derabon on Lekuna. It's actually a Tzvek Sveiko. There's a double Sofek working against you, not for you, against you. Because there's a Sofek, could be there's Tuchum in a Baal Tent. In which case, you've definitely travelled your full Tuchum. Right? And even if you want to stay in Tuchum in a Baal Tent, but it's possible that you've gone within Tent. But so you've got a 3 in 4 chance that you've definitely entered the Isser Tchum.
But the Magen Shlitz only occurs as he is in less than 10.
That's the
so why is he going to the Tchum?
No. It's a Sofik. It's a Sofik when it's within 10, where they apply it above 10. So ordinarily, when you've got just one Sofik, we understand. Sofik, there are one Makura. When you're travelling on waters, Tchum in a never Dereisa, so you can always be Mako. But over here, that's fine if you were always above 10. If I was always above 10, it's a Sofik. Maybe Tchumen applies above 10, maybe it doesn't apply above 10. Well, it's Terabonon, so you can be Meiko. But over here, I've got another sub over here, and that is maybe I went within 10. If I went within 10, then I've definitely gone into this Tchumen. Or you can start the other way around. I went within 10, and maybe I didn't. And even if I didn't, maybe it's Tchumen Amal and Me'asara.
Went within 10 when?
Any point.
Yeah.
Any point.
Even if you're moving.
According to the Mechaber, that may not make any difference. On the ship, it doesn't make any difference whether you're moving or not. Right?
But when he goes within 10, that topic will only kick in after the boat has gone 2,000 amas.
No, it kicks in straight away. Now the question is, if you go over 2,000 amas now you've got problems. You may have already had problems.
Oh, okay.
Have you started this on Tachumen or not? Started, finished, outside, until you're within 10, you've got one Sofik. But once there's a possibility you've got within 10, now it's a double Sofik, and it's a Svek Svek on a Hachmir, and yet we still go to Kula, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, says the base mayor, says the Shara Melech, and the Mikvois. You see from here that Svek Svek, even a double Sofik, La Hachmir, you're still making a Nisa Drabonon. As opposed to the Mishnah Lamelech in Sha'ar Abis HaTumah, where he says, no, in such case you have to go to Chumra. Now,
are we taking each Sofik as being 50%? Why is that?
And even if it's not, what difference is it going to make? You're about 50%.
No, it may well be that it's a possibility that I came within 10, but it's unlikely.
Okay.
Because of the terrain.
But Sofik above 10 or below 10 is already 50-50. So even if there's just 1% chance I'm within 10, I'm already into the...
Sofik above 10 and below 10 is 50-50, then they're not one way or the other.
No, it's quite delicious.
Can the Sveika work on something which is linked? Because what I'm trying to think is that they're both reliant on the Tchum, aren't they? Whether the Tchum is higher, but whereas the normal Tzvek Sveiko are reliant on
the contrary,
completely different.
On the contrary, this is what Mr. Freeman asked me yesterday. On the contrary, this is an ideal Tzvek Sveiko because they're two completely different Sveikos. That's brilliant. We've got two Sveikos which are better saying the same thing, it's just two different ways of putting it, two different ways of looking at it.
Which is what it sounds like this one does.
No, it's not. Two completely different things. One is, maybe there's Tchum in Amal HaMe'asara, in which case I've definitely hit the Yisr of Tchum. And then there's another one, which is, even if there is no Tchum in Amal HaMe'asara, maybe I went within 10. There's two completely different Sveikos. Yeah?
Sorry, I'm a bit...
Well, I'm very weak on the whole idea of a suffix maker. If you've got something whereby you've got a chicken that's been left on the and you don't know whether it's been kashered properly, then so there's a doubt. But you would
do it again.
Pardon?
Do it again. So if you're talking about dollar from Martin, it's something which you can sort out, that may already be different. We're not talking about that here.
Correct. But if there's a possibility that it might be trafe, then you would go.
You can sometimes you can go to court, for sure. There are cases for sure.
Because here the doubt is in your knowledge, not on
Kashrus relies a lot on suffix.
No, but here with whether it's above 10 or below 10 is your knowledge of what the din is, rather than
therefore. If you say that suffix in a Khazarian idea is not a suffix, okay, but we don't take on that. We take on, that's why Lagabe, the whole thing, otherwise Bechal, what's the heter to go above 10 with Tchumen? You're right, that was Rabbi Nachmanel's Shetah. Rabbi Nachmanel says, tough luck. But you don't know the din, that doesn't make it a sophic, but we don't take on that. If it's Peshat, we've tried everything, it's not mine, it's Chazal. And Chazal tried Rabbi Nachmanel, the Poshet cannot work out the answer to it. Sophic the Rabbi Nachmanel. Not necessarily all Rosh Hashanah agree with that, but that's the halacha. I understand what you're saying is that we do find sometimes different types of states and that can make a difference, but that's what we're taking on here. So I tell you this, the Beis Meir, however, he says that having looked at the Lashon of the Rambam, which is effectively the source for this, he's the one who says this thing. If you're not sure if you might be within 10 or not, you could be Makel. He writes it in a couple of Teshuvahs, which we have. And if you look over there, you'll see that the Lashonis of the Rambam are Shtak Mashma. He says, and he actually says, you see it from the Lashon of the Gemara, that the Shaila, Yesh Tchumen Amar Me'asorah, In Tchumen Amar Me'asorah, was only asked by dry land. It means there never was a Shaila Negabi water. For some reason, the Shaila was never asked Negabi water.
Because of the moving.
No, because you'd be stationary on water.
You can't, we discussed that.
What do you mean? On the contrary.
But when he's stationary, when he's at shore, when he's on the that is dry land. That we consider to be dry land. When he's when you're tied up to the so that would be dry. That's not a boat anymore. That's dry land.
But again, you have the same thing below 10. Zichron got on this coming below 10. This is what he says. So Oyvar Zoy, he says, if that's part of the case, then you've only got one topic. Did you go within 10 or did you not? Finished, that's it. The Shaila was never asked
Ligabe water.
So in which case it's not a sopik, that's not a sopik, it's a vadai not, it's a vadai that doesn't apply. So it's the Beis Meir, the only problem is, he says, first of all, he says, well, that doesn't make any sense. He says, Cholilo, his option is, so the Beis Meir, Cholilo say that's what the Rambam means. Because, he says, why would that be? If it applies below 10, why shouldn't it apply above 10 and more than dry land? That's number one. And number two, he says you can see from the Gemara, Minei Yopin, the Gemara brings rise from the case of the ships.
Yeah.
It definitely does apply by ships. So he says what you have to say. And he says, although it's a Zoichet, but he says it forces itself, this must be Peshat in the Rama. The Rama doesn't mean to say that the Shaila, the actual Shaila of the Gemara, was not the Gabi water. It means it's not Nogea. The actual sophic that remains, the Shaila that remains at the end of it, is not Nogea Lagabi water, it's always going to be Darabon. So you're always going to cook. That's what he means to say. On dry land, it'll depend on whether you went your base mill or whether you went 2,000
miles. That's why it's always
so therefore the Shaila is Nogea. It can. That sophic is going to can have different end results depending on how far you went. Now shaking of water, the Shaila is never going to make any difference, because you're always going to go to cook.
Even the majority goes to Fumbra to about three out of four because it's been done by the colour.
Once again,
so it's not 50-50 anymore.
Once again, that's back to the right respect stake on the half of the Gabi Drabon for the Nikol. We're not talking about it. It's just a matter of touching the Rama. The problem is that, again, you can take a look for yourself, you can get hold of the Shiva Saraman. it's not mashmah at all like he's saying. He says very, very clearly, he says the Loshon of the Gemara, and that's actually right. He says the Loshon of the Gemara is clear that it doesn't apply Negabi water. What's supposed to be the Loshon of the Gemara then? The basically it doesn't touch that part. And that part to me, it's okay, you've got a problem understanding why it shouldn't apply Negabi water. Maybe like you say, that's clear. So what's that up shaf in the Ramah? What do you mean? Where's the Loshon of the Gemara mashmah like that? And the answer is, it's very, very stark mashmah like that. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara asks the Shaila originally, when Kimmel on the Dalitha asks the Shaila, is there some of the Malamei Asara or not? What does the Gemara say? The Mayan of Kimina, what's the Nafkimina? What does the Gemara answer? What's the Nafkimina is whether you should come in the Malamei Asara, going on Amuzin, going on Pillars, or jumping using Rashida and Shem Hashem. Lishna Acharina, says the Gemara, not another Nafkimina. Lishna Acharina, another Loshon, the Nafkimina will be the Gavi ships. Well, that means that the Beit Meir himself, I notice he does pick up on the Loshon, Lishna Acharina. Some Rishonim don't have that accuracy. But he says, but the problem is, you go on, the Gemara brings right to the Gavi ships. Okay, I'll see what that in a second. But what's going on over here is we've got two Rishonim in the Gemara. The first Loshon of the Gemara says there is no Shaila to Gavi ships. The Nafkimina is only on dry land. Pillars or jumping? There is no Nafkimina Legabi ships. Why? I don't know why. We can suggest for us. But the Maita, it doesn't apply to water. Lishna Acharina, Nocha Loshon is?
Regarding ships.
Oh, that's Nafkimina Legabi ships. Now, that's the two Loshonis in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara goes on and it brings two rides from cases of ships. Now, what is the Gemara doing here? I mean, before we even do it.
Jumping.
Well, hold on. It doesn't say the ships are going above 10. So what's your right? The answer is, the postulate is that a ship goes above 10. Generally speaking, that...
Well, when you're on a ship, you're above 10.
Correct. So
even if the keel is not above 10.
Postulate is that you're above 10. No boss. The Gemara comes along and is doing for the right. They're saying, you're going in shallow waters. Why do I do that? Well, because...
doesn't help.
Why do I bring that to my Alex Bereke? The Peshat is because you're trying to prove it. I'm saying you've got no right. It's not the Pashtus, but I'm being Zoket. According to the first Loshon, I wouldn't have even brought the Raya. Do you know why? Because it's not Negev. According to the first Loshon, I never asked you about ships. Ships, the Issa of Tuchumim does not apply. Right. So, the whole Mishnah and everything which talks about ships is talking about my Alex Bereke. That's Poshet. According to the second Loshon, however, it's at least shy of the question. So now I bring you the Raya from the ships. Okay, you're Doichet Bereket. But what's going on therefore in the Gemara is you've got two Loshonos. To me, it's Poshet, this is Pshat in the Rambam. I'm taking issue with the base mayor, but that's because the Rambam, I'm just Poshet reading it, is that what's going on over here is, if you read the Rambam, he says the Loshon of the Gemara is Mashmah, because that's the Lishna Acharena. It means you've got two different Loshonas, according to the first Loshon, the Shaila is not by ships, the second Loshon it is. When the Gemara brings the Raya to the Gabi the ships, that's only Negev to the second Loshon, it's not Negev according to the first Loshon. According to the first Loshon, I know we're talking about the Man that's Bereket. It's just, it's a difficult to say that. Okay, but you've got no choice but to say that according to the first Loshon, because possibly it doesn't apply
above the Gemara. Why does the Gemara bring the second Loshon?
Because there's two different, you find that often in the Gemara. You've got Ikadombi and things like that. The first Loshon understood that the Shaila was only after Gabi Jaidan. Second one said, Gabi ships. Why does shouldn't it apply the Gabi waters? Okay, you can stress tomorrow, but that's what the Gemara seems to say. Oi bazoi, that being the case, now if I ask you a question, when you've got two Loshonis from the Gemara, what's the halacha? Comes out, according to the first Loshon, there's not even a sopik, it's not in a boy of the way, she thought, there's no sopik of waters above 10. Vadai, there's no tukum in the ma'alami asar. In the second Loshon, it's in a boy of the way, she thought, so we'll say sopik there are bon and mekulam. But it'll be a sopik. It'll be a sopik. Now, if you've got two Loshonis, which one do we go with?
I think you go according to the second one.
I'm saying it's different ships, it's different Roshonim, but I believe according to the Rambam, that's the way I looked in Hadith HaSodom, The Rambam Shita seems to be the Raisa, you go to Chumrah, the Rabbanon, you go to Kula. Are we dealing with a potential the Rabbanon or the Raisa?
The Rabbanon.
The Rabbanon, it's about water.
Water.
Even if you could possibly say there is to Chumin on water from Alam Yasor, it'd be a din the Rabbanon. So I'm sorry, the Shida of which Loshen to go with is a Shida in the Rabbanon, and therefore I'm going to go to Kula. If I go with the first Loshen, it's going to be there's not even a Shida, there's not even a Tzad to say there's Chumin on Alam Yasor on water. If I go with the second one, there is, it will come out the Kula. But the nafkamina is going to be whether there's a sofik or not. When is that going to make a nafkamina? Potentially when you've got a sex fake on a hakmin. In other words, what we're saying is, using the base mayor's conclusion, which he's there, we could well say that really when you've got a sex fake on a hakmin, you've got a genuine sex fake on a hakmin in a drabonon, will taka be mahmin, like in Mishneh Lamelech. The reason why over here the Rambam says to go to Kula is because, regarding the first sofik, I'm calling it first sofik, whether Yish Tukum in the Malam Yasorah, Yish Tukum in the Malam Yasorah, is that sopik bichlal a sopik or not? That's two lashonis in the Gemara. Therefore, I will go take the lashon in the Gemara which takes me the kula, because it's a shayla with the rabbanon. And therefore, I'm going to say there's not even a sopik. So oy vazoy, I've only got one sopik now. When I'm going on the ship, I say whether I went within 10 or not, it's only one sopik. So therefore, you can go to kula. I've got no raya from there to say that a sveik or lahakma. When you've got two sveikers, two sveikers. And they are taking me more in the direction to be Mahmed than to be Mako. I've got no raya from there to say that you can be Mako on that. That is based on the Rambam himself. The Beit Meir himself, but Etzem points out, then it's dirty, it just doesn't make sense. But to me, that's posh, that's the way the Rambam reads. Now, There's another nekudah to be done on, and that is like this. Basically, how much to get into this? Okay, we've got 20 minutes or so. So let's see if we can do it. There is a sugya and kesubas. The sugya and kesubas stuff tests on the base, tests on the other, tests on the base. It's talking about all sorts of fakers. The whole sugi of fakers, one of the big sugis, is in the Ksuvas. I'm not going through the whole thing. What we're basically dealing with over there is a woman gets married, right? Man and woman obviously get married, and he thinks she's a basula. Turns out she wasn't a basula, she wasn't a virgin. And then the shayla is, well, what happens? She tainas one thing, he tainas maybe not.
But how does he know?
He doesn't.
He says, how can he tie anything?
Amitim Chaver Alavara. You want your Ksuba? Prove to me that you were a Ksuba Vishas.
No, but okay, admittedly she's not. She admits she's not. But how can he assume, how can he tie her that she's not because of this when she knows better? I mean, he doesn't know. He didn't even know her.
She could be a liar. If you want the Ksuba.
You mean he hears from another source?
No. He says, if you want the Ksuba,
I don't understand the facts of the case.
We'll come to an example or two in a second, right? So this is the whole thing, and you've got all different sakers and things like that, okay? Now, there is...
Can we go Migui?
Yeah, there's Migus as well, there are. Yeah, the Migus come in there, okay, sure, for sure. So, there's a case, as I said, without going into the Gemara's too much, you're just going to have certain points to accept. Don't sort of start asking too much, because you have to learn the Gemara's and Kesubas there. There's a couple of Tosas there, which on the face of it, are austere to one another, okay? There's one Tosis on Testament Aleph that says like this. Let me just pick out the Nakuda, which is Nogeata. One second. Yeah. The Gemara brings at one point, it gives an answer. The Ibai is saying, it says, okay, we're talking about Eshes Yisrael, the wife of Yisrael, and the case was that her father accepted Kedushin for her when she was less than 3 years old.
Can you do that?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Shatir will tell you they always did that, right?
When you're less than 3 years old.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Shatir, that's just an exception.
It's an exception for anything that's happened.
Correct.
No, I understand.
It's an arranged marriage, as it were.
That's right. How can you arrange a marriage when the young lady, the young Lucia girl, is not even compensated? I mean, she's barely got a memory.
That's right.
I don't get it.
When they got born in Yemen, right?
Sorry?
The Makamah Kiddushin, when the girl's less than 3 years old, the father takes Kiddushin for her. You told me when they used to be born in the other day.
Yeah.
That's it, straight away.
Sins are born.
From heaven.
Kiddush for the girl of it.
From the edge of nothing.
There you go. In Yemen, that's
so when the girl grows up, she'll say, I don't accept what you've done, arranged for me.
She'll need the gap.
But not until that would be the only end result of that whole process.
Not really, because the husband, no. I mean, you'd have to use force to get him to give a get. But perhaps then
why happens if a lady, above Bat Mitzvah, let's say. And she can make her own decisions, and a father comes along and says, I want to make a change. She can say, I don't want to.
Excuse me.
But can a baby of three do that?
Excuse me.
Of course they can't.
They honor their parents. They didn't say a word. That's what it is, and you do it.
No. They're not able to discern what's happened.
The father can decide.
It's the parents, the father, and who is the rabbi that's there?
You're not going to marry him.
European culture.
It doesn't happen anymore.
That's it.
Does it happen under, anymore?
Under
does it happen now?
Now in America, in Yemen, they become the one that even came to Israel. She decided, I'm telling my husband what to do. He's 32, 36.
So the father
died. 13.
I know they had a lot of wives. They came a lot of wives.
He went to America and he came to Israel. And she was telling him what to do now.
Who did the Kiddush? The father died.
They become Westerners.
And no one knows that this arrangement happened.
Look, different culture.
I understand.
Except for the other three-year-old. You got Eden. It's Eden.
Yes. Okay.
You have to get out of Western culture.
When you're into a chuppah and a couple are older, the man says, "Hurry up, kodeshesli."
He doesn't say this. Because he doesn't say that. Here he says to the father, Hari bitich mukudeshes li, your daughter is mukudeshes to me, well, you won't give her a ring with this money. It's a monetary thing. Nothing happens other than a monetary kingdom. No. Nothing. Again, the Gemara Taka says it's not recommended, because like you said, you should wait till she's old enough to
No,
nothing to do with that. But to make sure that she likes him, etc., because otherwise it's bound to be a disaster. Mm-hmm. But like he says, there were reasons why they did it. It was to protect the girls. Right? It's Minatoira, it's 100% it works.
Right.
Today we don't do these things. The main point is here, it's about the kiddushin. It's a dirty writer. If the father is not in the picture, right, then there's the Rabbonon, the brother or mother, and that's probably what you're thinking of. When she turns 12, she can say,
"Remind
me, that's called she can refuse it, because that's the Rabbonon." Okay, and again, the reason why the Rabbonon were misaking, you know why they were misaking that? Why did they give that? Because of Hefka. Because otherwise, the Gemara says, because otherwise, a girl who wasn't designated to a man was Hefka. Unfortunately, that was society. And therefore, they designate them. The condition was just a form of protection.
Yeah, you could see that Bileg Ishvagiv'ah. What happened Bileg Ishvagiv'ah?
And you couldn't do
it. It caused war in the whole Israel. Yeah. I mean, it was.
So it never, neon, never, only never if the mother or brother did it, it was neon work, is that right?
Correct. So, if it's for the protection of the girl, then how did Kahanim ever get married?
Excuse me, the kind of completely different.
Because if the girl doesn't accept, then she can't.
No one's saying you have to do it at that age. I'm not saying everyone did it like this.
They also got married.
Will wait. I mean, he can. Again, there's no. If she turns around and says no, okay. So it's not.
No kiddushin.
Correct. It's not a problem of prayer. You don't have to worry about that.
But if the gift's been given, or is
then you can't take her back. There's no it's a
no. I'm just saying
she's only divorced from that point.
Okay, my mind doesn't get yet. No,
she's
no, not me. He's asking if it was a kiddushin. No, no.
At the age of whatever it is, three. The father, or whatever age it is, the father makes these arrangements.
Right, so she is now married to the Kohen.
Non-Kohen. And then at some stage later, she says, no, I don't want to go ahead.
So she gets a guest.
Then she's not available for any Kohen. So you would have Kohanim out there. And they'd have to exclude from the
100%?
From the available girls, 100%. These girls that have been
100%, yes. Yes.
So that reduces the number of girls for the Kohen. Hence my original question was, how did the Kohen get married? Because there were so few girls.
We don't find records of the fact that there were many Geishin. I think society was very different, like she says in time. I think today people would
work.
That's not just that. There was a much stronger thing. You see it a little bit more maybe in the Sephardim, a little bit in certain,
Kohen did get married in those circumstances.
There was a much stronger thing. The husband was the man in charge in the house. It was a very different world. You don't find there was Gittin just like that. The cases of Gittin were probably far, far less in times gone by. The Gemara does say that the father is, unless there's a reason to do it, like you said there, because there's no way of protecting the girl or something like that. But therefore, it's always advisable to wait. So the good news is it didn't necessarily happen right left and centre, you know, at 3 years old. But it's again to be absolutely clear, she lived in her father's house until she was older. It wasn't. It's just designated, and then it's a known thing. She's a designated hands off.
She's haram. She's haram, and the Muslim will not touch her.
Well, they won't touch her. No.
Because she's married. That's it.
Right. So it's a form of protection. Anyway, the point is that this. So back to this now. So you've got this girl who was married when she was less than three. The point is that this: when they're less than three. The besudim can come back. Until the age of three, if she becomes a bu'ula, right, she loses her besudim, she loses her signs of virginity, they can come back. After three, if any she has any bi'ul or anything like that, then she becomes ois besudla and that's it. It's not, you know, biologically it's not going to come back.
I think Bathsheba was married when she was just seven anyway.
What do you mean the besudim could be before three? I don't get that at all. What kind of world is it?
The Gemara over there has Tosis even. Tosis wants to say we should be able to create a svek sveiko there. That number one, maybe this girl, it was got oines, which was against her will. Without going into all the cases there, but it was a sophic oines, sophic barotzon. And even if you want to say it was barotzon, it was she willingly did it. Well, maybe it was when she was under, you know, she was a katana. And Katana is considered to be Zoenus anyway. Even if she agrees, at that age, that's not considered consent. Right? Because what Tosis ends up doing, without going as an answer, the Tosis basically says that we don't consider the Sophic of Onus to be a proper Sophic. Why not? He says, because when there's a case of Sophic of Onus, we hear it on the news, unfortunately, right? It becomes public knowledge. You'd know about it. There's a very high chance people would know about it. And therefore, if I had to put it in perspective, 50-50, it's not really 50-50, there was onus. If it was onus, we would have heard about it. There's a good chance. Not guaranteed, but there's a good chance. And therefore, it's not what we call a sophic shokul. It's not really a 50-50. Now, Tosis basically goes on to say, well, if that's the case, If you're going to say that, then when we got a Sveka, and one of the Svekas is Sofik Bo'ines, well then she should be Osir. Because you just told me, Sofik Bo'ines is Commander 18, you just ignore it, because it's not really a 50-50. So in which case you only got one Sofik. Sofik De'Raisa, you should go to Chumrah. It's not like the case where you've got a Sveka where it's going to work to be mabel, to allow the man to stay with her. Yeah? So Tosis basically answers and says, no. Because even though Sofik Bo'ones is not a 50-50, but it's not pshat that it's non-existent. And therefore, if it was the only Sofik, then I'm sorry, even in a Drabon, Moshul would have to be Matan, because it's not really a 50-50. But when you've got already an existing Sofik Shokol, I can add it on to tip the scale. The Kipta, what we're seeing in this Tosfos is, that's all I really want to bring from this Tosfos is, that what seems to be going on is, there is, and that's the shift of the Rashba. The Rashba learns the way Sveik Speaker works is, it's majority versus minority. We're just working out a different permutation, and therefore normally Sveik Speaker is Lakuna. So you've got three possibilities to be Mekel, one possibility to be Matmeh, so therefore,
that's a normal case.
In a normal case.
This one. This one's a bit 60-40 or 55-45.
So now the question is, what do you do? Do you say, well, look, before you start putting all the stakes into the equation, do you look at each one separately and say, well, look, first one, whatever that one is, 50-50. Fine, 50-50. Right, we'll keep that. The second one, it's really highly unlikely. It's possible, but I'd say the chances of it being bonus, it's, let's say, 30%. Because if it was bonus, we would have heard about it. So it's a 70% chance it wouldn't have been bonus. So do you say, well then in which case, 70 versus 30, it's bottle or end, it's bottle or end. You just do bitter, you do away with it. And therefore, it's counted as impossible as being bonus. In which case, you only really got one topic. Or do you say, no, 70-30, if it was on its own, you're right, 30 would lose, bittle or end. But now, I've already got a 50-50, I put it all together. And that's the shine in Tosis. And Tosis is saying over here, put it all together. Don't look at each one. Don't look at the second one on its own and then do away with it and make it 0-100. Don't do that. Put it all in. That's what Tosfos seems to be saying on the Omidah. The kid said that the Tosfos on the Omid base, I'm just going to, because we're going to run out of time, you've got to really go into the sugis there. There's a Tosfos on the Omid base which seems to say not like that. Tosfos on the Omid base seems to say that you don't do that. Right? In other words, no, the second topic is highly unlikely, you just scrap it. So what's going on? And the answer seems to be that there's a difference between the one on Omid base and the one on Omid Aleph. The one on Omid base, that Sofik itself is already a 75-25 chance just based on probability.
On the first one, instead of 50.
No, the second Sofik there. It's a case where there's number of permutations. I haven't gone through the case on the Omid base.
Omid Aleph as well, was it?
No, so the Omid base, no, it's not that. That's based on our... What it is, it's a 50-50. It's Sofik Ones, Sofik Oshin. It's just, it's got a range stuff. Which is, if it was Ones, well then why didn't we hear about it?
Okay.
So I'm deciding it's 70-30, not based on actual probability.
Yeah.
It's based on, I'm making a, what do you call it, a...
assumption or...
No, but there's a word like a projected, prediction sort of. I'd put it, if I was the actuary saying, well, based on the fact, I'd say it's 70-30, we're working out the odds. We're working out odds. Yeah. Odds are not based necessarily on actual number of permutations. It's based on, we take the fact in, we say, well, there wasn't a cult, so chances are it wasn't a cult. I'd make it down to 70-30. That's called the real stuff. So that already, we don't do away with it. That's basically it. And so I'm just throwing that in, because that's really why this whole idea came to me when I sort of looked back at that sugya. And, so that's basically what comes out from there. That's all based on Tosfos, the Rashba, that the way a Sveik Speaker works is based on Roiv, right? However, the Rambam, right? Rambam, who is the Makar of our Halacha over here, he says Sveik Speaker doesn't work alt Roiv. Doesn't work like that, right? The way Sveik Speaker works is, watch this. Remember, this is why it's so beautiful. You've got to know all the klal and put them together. Sofik, I'm talking about a Sveik Speaker and a Zoraisa.
When you say Rove is 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Rove.
Yeah.
And that's how we say
it. Watch this, you'll love this. Sufik, see how good your math is, right? Sufik the Iraisa or the Khumra. Is that Midarabonon or Midaraisa? Remember, if you see, yeah, if you've got
the Rambam was Midarabonon.
Very good. The Rambam Shifta is Midarabonon. Take this carefully and slowly. Yeah. Sufik, so now what I'm going to do is, watch this magic. We're going to take, I've got two speakers here. But let's look at each one on its own. I'm doing not Al-Kate here. We're not doing, I'm dealing with Posha Adaraisa. Sufik Adaraisa the Khumra. Right? That is Midarabonon. So, Oibazoi, that means, before I even get to the second topic, I'm just looking at the first topic. The first topic tells me, Midaraisa, this thing is Mutter, whatever the case is, whatever your case is, you can make up your case. Midarabonon, it's also. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Take the first topic and then the topic. We're looking at each one separately.
Why is it
first topic, watch what happens. Topic, the Eraisa. I've got one stop at the first topic, whatever the case may be. You know, Ones Rots, whatever you want to say. Topic, the Eraisa. Tells me with the Eraisa, it's Mutter, it can be Matal. With the Rabbonon, the Chumra. Yeah. When I bring in the second topic now, is that a topic in the Rabbonon now or a topic in the Eraisa? Once I get to the second topic, it's a topic. I mean, they're right, the whole thing's most of the
revenues.
A normal sex state where it's Lukuna, where we're working in Lukuna, that's normally what sex state is doing.
The first one's of the right, sir.
The two names are Midrabonon.
Midrabonon.
So it becomes the Lukuna.
You look at them separately.
But when they're together, they go Lukuma.
No. Let me show you.
It's not a limited logic.
Correct, it's a completely different way of looking at it. You see, remember, that's why these things go together. The Rashba, he says, Sofek the Eraisa Lechumra, mid the Eraisa, not mid the Rabbon. Sofek the Eraisa Lechumra is mid the Eraisa. So when I look at the first Sofek, it's also mid the Eraisa. So when I come to the second Sofek, When I come to the second topic, it's a topic in a deraisa again. So you're gonna go to Chumra. How does the speaker work then, according to the Rashba? If you think about it, if you look at each one separately, the logic is first one, topic deraisa, the Chumra. So when I bring in the second topic, you once again, it's all the deraisa. Topic deraisa, the Chumra, mid deraisa. So I bring in the second topic, it's a topic deraisa. You'll have to go to Chumra again. So how does the speaker going to be matir? The answer is you have to put the two together and work with rope. I say, well, look, first topic tells me 50-50. Yeah. With the second topic, you'll make it 75-25. Yeah. So then I can pass it based on road. That's the way the Rashba is black and white. We know the Rashba holds Sofik the Raita, the Chumra is mid the Raita. We also know that the Rashba holds that sex fatal works alter road. Now you understand why he has to learn like that. Whereas according to the Rambam, we know the Rambam holds Sofik the Raita, the Chumra is only mid the Rabbanon. So therefore, sex fatal works in a completely different way. I can say, look at the first topic first. The first topic now downgrades the whole din to a Dirabonah. Because Midaraisa I go to Kula, Midaraisa I go to Chumra. The other way around. Midarabonah I go to Chumra, Midaraisa I go to Kula. So when I bring in the second topic, it's now a topic in a Dirabonah, not a topic in a Dirabonah anymore. And then topic Dirabonah and Kula. So therefore that's why I'm going to be Mekul. Right? That's the difference in logic between the Rambam and the Rashba, right? Tosfos and Kesubis is going with the Rashba, but leave out Tosfos now. Let's just talk about the Rashba and the Rambam. These are the two shittas, Rashba and Rambam. Yeah. So now, if that's the case, so now when you come to a sex speaker in a Dirabonon, sex speaker in a Dirabonon, work it out yourself. Whether you go with the Rambam or whether you go with the Rashba,
you're going to come here as the Rabbanon, it must be.
Oh, so it's going to be. We're going to end up with something in the Rabbanon, right? So, that makes sense. I mean, yeah, because it's always going to be a shining in the Rabbanon, whichever way you look at it.
Which means it's the same.
Not
sorry, no, I haven't. Sorry, no. There's one Nekuda missing, and that's what somebody asked me beforehand. No, because if you go with the Rashba, then we're doing it based on Roiv. Roiv is going to work against you if you're going with Spek Spek or the Hafna here. Again, you've got a Sofik whether Chumin applies above 10, 50-50, but then you've got the Sofik, even if it doesn't apply above 10, then maybe your both went within 10.
Yeah.
So that's going to tip the scales. Ah, but hold on one second. That Sofik Is that a 50-50 or not?
It's not. It's not 50-50.
It's not 50-50. It's not 50-50.
Why?
Because a boat doesn't generally go in such shallow waters. Oh, it's a possibility, but it's not likely. The Gemara says, but the Terpa, I have to remember the Terpa Reke. It's not likely, not definitely not when you're on the sea and things like that. It's not likely at all. It's a possibility. So therefore, if you're working with the whole thing of Roy,
then
I'm going to say that when, now, hold on, is that a Sophic, a 50-50 with a Reyesa, or is it just not likely? It's not really a Sophic Shokel with a Reyesa. It's just boats do not go in such shallow waters. And therefore, you scrap that topic, you've only got one topic. So therefore, if you go with the Rambam, it's based on you always dealing with the Rabban, because the whole thing on water is always the Rabban. So you can have as many spaces as you want, there's always going to be a topic, the Rabban and the Kudah. If you go with the Rashba that I'm working with I'm working with Roiv and Miot, that second one we're going to scrap based on Tosfos and Kesubot. You scrap the second topic, it's bottled the Roiv in itself, and therefore you only remain with the 50-50. In a drabon, it's in a drabon. Exactly. Yeah, and a problem. You come back to the same thing. But therefore, we've got no raya from here. We've got no raya from our end with this. But we've got no raya from here to a case where you've got a genuine set sveka, sophic, double sophic, 2 50-50s in a drabon and a half there. We've got no raya that you can actually be making. According to the Rambam for sure, but according to the Rashba, we've got no raya. And that would explain the psak of the pre-chodosh that actually holds you go to Chumah. In a set, they call the Hachmeh and the Dabah, based on the Rashba. Because he will go, the Chidor says, the Chidor lands, we go like the Rashba. Others don't agree with that, right? Rav Avadia holds not with that. Okay, it's a little bit rushed at the end, but that's...